Jim Amaral, Bates College class of 1980, founded and runs what may be Maine's best-known source of handcrafted breads. His company, Borealis Breads, is known for tasty and wholesome sourdough products. Many of these breads use Maine-grown grain, thanks to Amaral's efforts to reestablish wheat farming and milling in Aroostook County. His involvement with wheat production in Maine has given Amaral some useful insights into the potential of Maine agriculture.
And with the cost of fuels and the general level of interest in the state in regards to people really asking for local foods, there is a huge opportunity to really develop a very strong, sustainable foods, local food system on a statewide basis that would be the envy of, you know, any state in the country.
Amaral's own partnership with Matt Williams, a wheat producer in the northern Maine town of Linnaeus, is a good example of how to launch an agricultural niche in Maine.
You know, you create a market, the farmers see the market, and then they'll start to up their production. Maine's in a great situation where you have small food producers or medium-sized food producers. You have lots of small and medium-sized farms. People are willing to experiment. And, you know, you see the restaurant community really getting behind local foods. So, you know, you're growing the market for local foods. You're growing your capacity.
And Amaral, like many advocates for Maine agriculture, understands that farms are important not just in terms of food production, but in terms of culture and a sense of place.
If you still want to be driving down back roads in Maine and see fields and see cows and protect that farmland from turning into something else, you have to support that community. So you really, if you like what's here in terms of our dairy industry, in terms of our farm stands, in terms of our farmers markets, you absolutely have to support those. And, you know, the reality is that buying food is a political, every time you buy food, you're making a political decision.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.